We've got our WJR Business Beat at 7:13 with Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of Startup Nation, to spotlight the entrepreneurial tech and startup community on WJR. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Here on the Business Beat this morning, news that on the face of it seems to relate only to how consumers are faring in the U.S. right now, really tells an underlying story that small businesses need to pay attention to, and that is the growing volume of consumer debt being taken on by U.S. families. According to the New York Fed's quarterly report on household debt and credit, total household debt climbed to $17.05 trillion in the first quarter of 2023. That's an increase of $2.9 trillion since Q1 2019, shortly before the pandemic hit. The accelerated increase in consumer debt over the past 3 years has been driven primarily by a record volume of mortgage originations during the pandemic, when rates were at historic lows and many Americans took advantage of the opportunity associated with these historic lows to reduce their monthly mortgage obligation by refinancing, with some even pulling cash out of their homes as well. According to the New York Fed, 14 million mortgages were refinanced during the pandemic refinancing boom, during which homeowners extracted $430 billion through cash-out refinances. Now, a deeper look at the data makes clear mortgages accounted for 86% of the total increase in consumer debt acceleration since Q4 2019, followed by credit card debt, then student loan debt, each of which accounted for 8 and 3% of the increase, respectively. Now, a mixed bag of news here. On the one hand, you hate to see consumer household debt go up. That means less consumer spending is likely. That means tougher times for businesses who want that spend. On the other hand, a lot of cash pulled out of these mortgages, and many homeowners now paying reduced monthly interest costs as a result of the refinancing boom means there's more cash to spend. So we'll see how all this plays out. As I say, a bit of a mixed bag. Interesting to watch. We'll see where it goes. I'm Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of StartupNation.com, and that's today's Business Beat on the great voice of the Great Lakes, WJR.